live from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Gail DeLauder. Cold weather is here to stay for a little longer. Houston Chronicle meteorologist Justin Ballard was on this morning's Houston Matters.
I think there will be a little bit more widespread 30s tonight because the wind will ease. We've had some breezy conditions that certainly kept, you know, wind chills in the 30s early this morning. But that wind also precludes frost from developing. So tonight, I think that wind will ease. We'll see the potential for frost.
And there's a red flag warning until 6 tonight because of dry and windy conditions. Flight delays are getting worse as the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history continues. A lot of those disruptions are caused by a lack of air traffic controllers who remain unpaid. FlightAware says Bush Airport reported nearly 50 cancellations this afternoon. Hobby had 24. National Air Traffic Controllers Association President Nick Daniels has criticized the lack of pay for controllers and other government workers.
To not pay someone for the work that they have performed is un-American, and failing to pay that workforce that keeps our sky safe is not acceptable, and it is not sustainable.
Air traffic controllers have now missed two full paychecks because of the shutdown. A road connecting Houston to its southwest suburbs has been renamed to reflect its many houses of worship. The stretch of Sinot Road is now known as Union Corridor for its religious diversity. Nat Patel is a member of one of the Hindu temples along the corridor.
You're free to worship the way you want to worship, and we worship the way we want to worship, and we respect each other.
There are 8 places of worship along Union Corridor. We'll have more in News 88.7 in depth at 5:44. There's a new number one in men's college basketball. The UH Cougars climbed over Purdue in the latest AP poll to take the top spot. Both teams are 2-0, but Purdue played an unranked team, allowing UH to get the top spot. Overnight low around 40, tomorrow's temperature near 72 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.